Father, we pray, give us understanding as we go through your word. Open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Now, we have been concluding on the month of faith. How we judge God what?
Faith.
And today we look at part 5. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him what? Faithful, who had promised. Sarah was told by God, you shall conceive a child according to season. And Sarah judged God what? And she conceived. How many things have God told you? And how many things have you read from the word of God concerning your life? And have you judged God faithful to do it to you? When God says something, he'll do something, he'll do it. That's what I'm talking about. When the ministry started, before it started, God showed me planes in this ministry. And I'm telling you, those planes will come. Hallelujah. He showed me airlines. I was showing them. He showed me an education system. The education system and formula I gave you, all of you are surprised. The Holy Ghost gave me, and I wrote it down, and I gave it to them. If you have never seen a genius being born by 10 years old, wait till our education system starts. Hallelujah. The word of God is life. And he came to give you life, and life what? Now, in life, your brain works. Anything dead comes back to life. Anything that was not working starts working. Because the life in Christ makes everything around you have life. Judging God faithful, what God has told you, he will come to pass. Hallelujah. Do you believe God? Concerning your family, I've been praying for my family because of the beginning of the year, and we met. I told him. We came back together, and I am believing for their salvation. All of them to be born again one by one. I'm telling you the truth. One by? The only thing I do is to pray. I say, Lord, this is your word. And I saw Joseph. The why my wife asked me about that, I saw the story of Joseph. Joseph was sold. Is it true? But Joseph is the same person who rescued all his 12 brothers. Now I said, God, the way you use Joseph, use me that all of these ones, I'll give them a bag of maize, which is full of your word. Hallelujah. That they will all receive you one by one. And they will, I'm telling you the truth. As Jesus said, they will, one by one. You watch this space. But you see, that is the word of God. I believe, I judge God faithful. When God says he will restore my health, I believe. I don't question, I believe. So, the first part, we look at the beginning of faith. The first hand, is it true? And you said the beginning of faith is who? Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of what? If you don't have salvation, if you're not with Christ, there's no way you can encounter faith. Jesus is the author and the finisher of what? If you don't have Christ, you don't have a strong relationship with God, there's no way your faith will start. There's no importance of being in Sunday church on Monday you're listening to secular music. What are you doing with Jesus then? Jesus is not part of that secular music you're listening to. Do you know that? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing. The Christ in you grows based on how you dwell in the word of God. Simple. The Christ in you grows based on how you dwell in the word of God. We have gospel music. Why don't you listen to gospel music? Or the gospel music is boring. I'll show you today. What is boring in your life? It's because you chose it to be boring. Christ is full of entertainment. I can tell you. Deacons, we'll be going for our own gym. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was telling my wife, in our hall, in our office, we shall have a place where we can be just be dancing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A dancing hall. Woo, we slide. Hallelujah. I say, yeah, did you see that? Where's the report, man? Hallelujah. Ah, I'm telling you. In Christ, it's fun. It's how you see it. What is entertainment? Entertainment is what you create.
All I can tell you is the truth.
Entertainment is what you are? There are some people that enjoy just putting toothpick in their tooth. Is it true? That is entertainment, is it true? They enjoy. Entertainment is what you create. No one can tell me in Christ there's boredom. There's no boredom in Christ. You are the one who's boring. That's why you're thinking like there's boredom. In Christ there's fun. There was so fun that even Peter ate without washing their hands. Is it true? Am I saying the truth? I think the Pharisees came and said, hey man, these guys have not washed their hands. I just say, now relax, man. These guys are with me. There's entertainment in Christ. What are you telling me? This is how you see, you don't understand the word. That's why you're thinking Christ is, Christianity is only prayer and going to church. Who told you? There's more than that. Ask me. Oliver, you should tell them how we eat fish. Hallelujah. And we only leave the head looking at us and the bones. Christ. First of all, dancing in Christ is more than in the world. Do you know that? And David danced and there was grace. Is it true? Who told you there's no entertainment? Jesus is the author. You lack faith because Jesus is not in you. You are not serious with Jesus. He's the beginning of your faith. You stay saved by being in Christ. Number two, we looked at the evidence of faith. Is it true?
Yes.
And I ask you, what have you read? What have you been told? What have you seen? What have you experienced as a result of faith? Look at yourself. Now you're seated. Is it true? Someone tell me, when they came, before they sat down, they looked at the chair if it was supporting itself. Who did that? All of you sat. How did you stand? Because you had faith. Why don't you believe God like that? Because, you see, you have grown in a level that you believe the chair more than God. You sit without even looking. Who came and did it like this? Who did it like that? No one. All of you just came and sat down. Is it true? You had faith on the chair more than God. The evidence you have is because it's a four-legged chair. Is it true? But may I have an evidence that God cares about me? Hallelujah. Yeah. What evidence do you have? The evidence of faith. And I showed you a lot. Is it true?
Yes.
Number three, we look at the jury of faith. The jury, we said Jesus is seated there. The Holy Ghost is seated there. Just men are seated there. And men and women of God are seated there. Those who have not seen the message, listen to the message. Go to our website. You'll find the messages. You listen to it. www.thomtc.com. Hallelujah. You listen to those messages. I am telling you the jury of faith that supports you, that when you pray, Jesus prays on your behalf. The Holy Ghost on your behalf. Men of God you may have. Even just men like Abraham and Elisha pray on your behalf. From the word of God. Well, then why are things killing you? There's no going down. That's why people say, when they say there's a casting down, you shall say there's a what? Because the men who are supporting you, from the Holy Ghost, Jesus, the just man, the man of God in church.
Amen.
How can you be down? There's no downtime in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's always up what?
Uptime.
They call that place uptown because they think they're rich. Is it true? We will create our own uptown. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our own uptown. They say uptown. You see them? Share them. It's uptown. Hindu will come skiing. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. This is the doing of the Lord.
Yeah.
And last week, we looked at the cost and the reward of faith. Is it true?
Yes.
And I said, anything that you don't pay for, don't expect anything. And I showed you Noah paid the cost of faith. When people are laughing at him, unatunajenga nini? Sheep. Atikutanyesha. Aki umefiatuka. Hakuna kitu kama hiyo. When Elisha, when Noah then said, I will pray. Even if they say, if I pray, I'll be cast in the dungeon. I paid. Hallelujah. Shadak mentioned on Abednego. They say, oh king, we shall not bow. The cost of faith. You need to reach a place you believe something, even if you are told what. No matter the plainness or the emptiness around you, you still stick on it. I told you. You know, the problem is most people want to advance their life based on how many people are there. No. You only advance your life based on how much God is there. Not because everyone runs that way, means that's the right way. It is good to be unique. Tell anybody it's good to be unique. And sometimes it's good to be weird. Tell anybody it's good sometimes to be weird. Work, pray. Sometimes there's a day I was praying in the matter, they just passed it and rabba yakoto. The guy looked at me, and I looked at I continue. I didn't care. He said, why are you looking at me? If he was a smoker, will you look at him like that? You'll have adapted to it. Is it true? Why are you looking at me weirdly? Some of us, we are afraid to tell our Christian friends we are born again. For what? Yesterday, the taxi guy got set with me. I evangelized to him. Even I gave him the picture. I said, will you come to church? I tell him my faith. They asked me what's my job description. I told them I'm a born again Christian. Solid born again Christian. That's the first job description I have. These other things they're telling me is just part and parcel of life. I can start any job I want. If they're selling cards, I can look for money and start business cards. Is it true? Yeah. If I want IT, I can hire people like IT, like this guy is, and I have an IT business. You see, your job does not describe you, it's who you serve that describes you. You understand? Who do you serve? The cost of faith. And the Bible says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were promoted. Hallelujah. And there was a decree that their God should be served. Their God should be served. Why are you afraid to tell your friends you're born again? Why are you afraid to tell people, I go to this church? And I was making fun of you last Sunday. I was telling you, will you walk with me and telling me, Daddy, go ahead. I'm coming you. I'm coming behind you. You know where we are going. No. If you love me, walk with me. Is it true? The same way, if you love God, walk with God. Be boastful of this Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. The cost of faith. Some of us are unable to receive our blessing. And Jesus says, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. Imagine. Faith makes you don't deny Jesus. You know that? You stand your ground and say, God will heal me. When you're finished, you say, no, God will heal me. I'm not denying God. God will heal me. In the name of Jesus Christ. But that's what does not exempt you from responsibility. Hallelujah. You must exercise, eat well. My wife has been telling me I should change my eating habit because I'm adding weight. So I need to start cutting weight. So Dickens, I'm planning to start a gym in my place. We go by the weights. Hallelujah. You become my gym coach. As much you don't hurt me. Hallelujah. There's a guy who I went with the gym. He really worked on me. That day I slept with formula. Hey, that guy really worked on me. But you see, but as much I'm bold with this faith, I must tell everyone I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. I must tell, I don't care, I'll tell you. I'm fasting. I tell my clients I'm fasting. I can't eat. We are seated in Java. I won't eat. I'm fasting. Some of you, the day you're fasting, they tell you there's a party. Father, you understand. These things come. And you say, if you open the door, we should enter. Eh? Remember, Daddy, I did not knock for you. This is divine supply. There was not divine supply there. People are fasting fast. Hallelujah. Yes. Say, divine supply from where? Which angle did it come from? Some of us, even the name of, that's why the Bible says in the book of Matthew, Jesus came, the devil came and said, turn these stones into what? The enemy can put anything on your way. You need to know where you're leading to. Hallelujah. The cost of faith. The cost of faith. You are spending time with God. Tell people I'm spending time with God. Tell your friends I'm spending time with God. I can't come for the party. I can't. The cost of faith makes you lose people. Most of us are afraid to lose people. The cost of faith makes you change your friends. Change what you listen to. Change what you wear. With all due respect, as a woman, I don't believe how much you expose your skin that makes you attractive. For me, I find you confused. Then, why did they bring all that material and then you cut it all again? That is wastage of trees. You tell me. If also men start wearing like that, what will happen? It means you're going the days of Adam and Eve. Is it true? Are you a woman of God? Man of God, dress well. Dress well. Don't dress up here funnily. Seriously, you know when you're in Christ, this is how even you appear. That's why I say church men are the most attractive men ever in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Those who are rooted by the word of God. Do you hear the women said amen? Hallelujah. And church women are the most beautiful women ever. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because I say, what makes revelation revelation is because when you are unable to discover it. A woman should be a discovery. Proverbs 31 says so. Cost of faith. Cost of faith will make you don't hang out a specific way. Don't do specific things. There's nothing latest about going clubbing. Someone tell me what is latest about going clubbing. Someone tell me. Tumenda dunde. See what I'm saying? Dunde. Then you came back. The only thing you gain is sweat. Sweat na jasho. Na nuka tu jasho. There's nothing else you gain there. Can we allow ourselves to take the course of faith? Hallelujah. If you believe in Jesus, make you stand strong. Let people know you stand for Jesus. Stop saying peradventure. Eh? Peradventure, God comes tomorrow, let me to enjoy myself today. He might catch you. Take the course of what? So today we look at the demonstration of faith. The demonstration of what? What is to demonstrate? To demonstrate means to prove by showing examples. By showing what? How many of us have ever seen demonstrators? How many of us have ever seen demonstrators? Do you know what they do? Yeah? Mm. Some of you here got Maya playing in your stadium, you divert where you are going. Is it true? Because you say, those guys, if I meet up with them, things may be different for me. Mm? Demonstrators. People are afraid of demonstrators. Why they are not afraid of you? Because you demonstrate Christ. You must have something you demonstrate in your life. What do you demonstrate? That's why you don't say anything negative around me. I won't accept it. I'm demonstrating faith. I'm demonstrating what? Faith. There's no way you can tell me it cannot grow. Who told you it won't grow? I'll ask who told you. You can't just say everyone is suffering, excluding me. You are the one who's suffering. I'm not in your boat. Is it true? Demonstration of faith. Jesus expects us to demonstrate our faith. And if we don't, he will also not demonstrate us, his love towards us. You see, sometimes you need to know how to take actions. You are believing God for a car. Go to DTWB. Hallelujah. Tell them, switch on that car. No, I don't love the engine. Switch on that car. Then later tell them, I'll come and visit you next week. Testing is free. I've told you many times here. Is it true? No one will charge you for testing anything. There's no charge. Demonstrate your faith. Some of us do not demonstrate our faith at all. Even you are afraid to pray. If you see a sick man, what will you do first? Will you tell them buy Panadol or will you say let us pray? I'll say, hey, you are so sick. How is the fever? Oh my God. You need to see a doctor. I'm telling you, you will die without a doctor. Hey, your temperatures. Do you even have a thermometer in this house? Hey, no. Tell me in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your body to come back to life. Hallelujah. And speak health in Jesus' name. As you go for the checkup, the doctor will say, you're okay. That's what you do. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Demonstration of faith. When your things are not working, pray for it. I speak to my tents. I tell them, I did not buy you to look at me. Huh? You should go. Huh? You should go. We are not age mates. Hallelujah. And I tell you, go. You go. You go. That's what you do. Demonstration of faith. Ask a neighbor, when is the last time you demonstrated your faith? Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 to 33. Matthew 10, 32 to 33. It says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father which is what? In heaven. Imagine, if you don't demonstrate your faith, you're denying Christ. You're telling people God does not exist. Jesus is not alive. How many of us believe Jesus is alive? How many of us believe Jesus restores? Believe Jesus heals? Jesus provides? Then why are you saying you're poor? You are not demonstrating your faith. For the Lord shall supply all our needs. Is it true? All. Did he say some? All. Including your haircut, God shall supply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you notice my men's head? They are very shaved well. Hallelujah. They look so handsome. Continue remaining single for now. Hallelujah. Amen. Richard, don't go and tell the baby, do you see how my cut? Hallelujah. They used a pair of tongs to hold the hot towel to make it circumnavigate my forehead. No. Demonstrate faith. Demonstrate what? That's why, for you to demonstrate faith, the first thing you must do is to deny yourself. You can't demonstrate faith if you put yourself in front. Demonstrators deny themselves. Do you know that? Wanda pigonga na tear gas na nakimbia. Is it true? No, narudi tu, no, narudi, no, narudi. They deny. Who will want to be hit with that tear gas? Seriously. And will you just stand and wait for a policeman to hit you with the tear gas? But demonstrators do that. They do that for a common purpose, for a bigger picture. If you love Jesus, you will do it. You will deny yourself for him. You understand what I'm talking about? For a common purpose. No man should put you on a corner and say, I love you, baby. If you don't kiss me, I'll leave you. Tell him, leave, my friend. Who told you for you to marry me, you must kiss me? Where is it written in the word of God? He said, you must find me. Is it true?
Yes.
And then find me in Christ, first of all. I am in Christ and Christ is in me. If you cannot rebel Christ, you don't have me. Simple. Don't be too cheap. Cheap is very expensive. I can tell you, man. Any woman who gives herself to you easily, think twice. Start praying again. Start the prayer again. Hallelujah. I was overheld, man of God. He held my neck. I felt hallelujah. What do you mean you felt hallelujah by someone holding your neck? You are the one who was anticipating to be held your neck. There's no way. You only feel what you think. Do you know that? Check properly. You only feel what you... If you want to feel happy, start thinking happy. One thing I love about my wife is she's very strict. You understand what I'm talking about? Very strict. And even I tell people I'm more easier than her. But I am more tougher than her. That's the only thing I always say. I am tough, I know. I don't blink my eyes. But you see, what you think? Demonstrate. Do you deny yourself? demonstrator. How many of us have seen demonstrators? You saw what was happening in Sudan? They were even killed, but they continued. Is it true? Until they got a truce at the end of the day. If you love Jesus, you deny yourself. You demonstrate Christ. You tell people I love Jesus. I will not steal. I will not bribe. I love him. What will you do? Most of us are afraid to tell. You know, I remember me telling my friends, telling me, oh, you are so spiritual. You are a spirit guy. You are talking about. See, it's a good name. Someone calling you spirit. Henry St. John, the ministry, was started to be called bishop in his block. Pastor or bishop, whatever you are called. Yeah. Oh, Nabi, yeah, that was the word. It was called Nabi. Nabi Henry. I know it, but you see, that's good. And this when they meet you now and say, Nabi. Hallelujah. Yeah. Deny yourself. You can't demonstrate faith if you cannot deny yourself. Remove your mind. Let God have control of your mind. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. Matthew 16, 24, 25. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. So how many of us want to follow Jesus? Oh, you're thinking twice now. Hey, that relationship, I need to close it. Some of us are the wrong people, having the wrong people. How do you say you're in a relationship with someone who's not born again? Okay, explain to me. How can you be equally yoked with an unbeliever? You don't see the same things. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they agree? You must be in agreement when you talk to someone. You can't. Don't tell me I'm in love. In love is what? If you don't find Christ, you can't know what is love. Because God is love. Is it true? I love the way they sell you these types of love. Me, I don't know these types of love. Me, I know only one love. You understand? God's love. Agape love. That's what they say. Is it true? And then they say what? And then they say what? There are no four. There are four of them. What is the other one? Neros. And the last one? So all that, how will it help you? If you don't find God, you didn't find anything. Let me tell you the truth. Love is what makes you know your boundaries. Love knows what you can give people. Love means you know. You see, that's what Jesus said. You cannot say you love me if your brother next to you cannot see it. You understand? The day you love God, you love every that all those types of love you're talking about will be found in you. Love God. Deny yourself. You can't follow Christ unless you deny yourself. You can't be coming to church. Some of us can't wake up to church because I have a headache. Man of God, my migraine. Who told you had migraine? Now, first of all, migraine, do you know where it was discovered from? Okay, someone can someone give me a history of why migraine was discovered from? They use it like the word of God. They came and gave you the scripture called migraine. And you believe there's what we call my? So when you feel a little bit of headache, I think I have migraine. You think you have what? Tomorrow, migraine will really meet you. But if you say, I believe I am healed, that there's nothing will happen. Deny yourself. You can't demonstrate it unless you deny what? Deny yourself. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. That's what the Bible says. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, for my sake, I will find it. Whatever you want to find in your life, give it to Jesus first. I told you I used to walk to church. That days I was slept angry. I asked even on Thursday service, who here has ever cooked with paper? Someone show me. Exercise books. I have cooked with it. There was no food. There's no food. And use the exercise books to cook porridge to survive. When I was in primary school, I used to sell mandazi to have money for school fees. You guys are funny. You're telling me Christ does not heal? Christ does not change stories? I don't believe you. If you change mine, I wouldn't believe yours. I believe God will change your own. Hallelujah. I believe. 50% of my university I pay for myself through God using my brother. Hello, brother. By selling hair. You see this hair braids? What are you telling me? Don't tell me God cannot multiply. If he's not multiplying you because you're not serious with him. Sometimes God is careful, he's a father. He may give you something that will kill you. Develop capacity with him first, then he will give it to you. You are believing God for a car. God knows if I give you a car, even I will not see you, will be telling me on a road trip. Hey daddy, I'm in Malindi now. Oh, the beach is cool. I'll see you next Sunday. Next Sunday, oh daddy, I'm in Nakuru. I'm seeing flamingos. God is saying, no, this one, I cannot give you the car. Let him stay in Narubu. With my tattoos, huh? He'll be at least fine, he'll hang around. make sometimes God to trust you with his blessings based on how you are committed with him. Do you understand? Make God trust you with what? Blessings. Based on how you are committed with him. Some of us are not committed to God. You're not, you can't deny yourself. God is very careful. The nation in you is careful if it manifests, what will happen? Will you run on the people? Will you kill people? Doesn't say you must lose yourself for God to get interest in you. When you deny yourself, your life will appreciate. When you need to find God, what you need to find in God must start with your ability to demonstrate his word. To demonstrate what? All demonstrators deny themselves luxury. Time, temperature. You find demonstrators sleeping on the street. Is it true? To pass a communication. Whatever was happening, the uprising was happening in Egypt, Cairo. You saw what they did? All night. Can you demonstrate God like that? That's why you can't say, I can't come for Kesha. Ah, it's too cold. Man of God, it's too cold outside there. We can meet another time. You see, a seed must die for you to bear much fruit. Is it true? You don't eat kale seeds. You plant the seed of kale to eat kale. Is it true? The seed of kale are accepted to die for you to bear much fruit. If you want to bear much fruit in your life, you must learn to die in Christ. Check how your output is a result of your input. Check properly. Nothing is made without first being pressed to particular temperatures. Show me one thing that was made without putting a particular temperature. Show me one thing. It must be put on a particular what? Temperature. Particular temperature. And the higher the temperature, the finer the thing. Is it true? You can check with diamond and gold. Why is charcoal more expensive than wood? Someone tell me. It's the temperature. But it came from wood. Is it true? You have never thought about that? Charcoal is more expensive than wood. Is it true? Why? It's the temperature. You want to be more valuable in the kingdom, in the eyes of God, you must try to deny yourself for the sake of things of God. By demonstrating your faith. When you say we are going for evangelism, don't say I'm too busy. Go out, win souls. Hallelujah. Go out, win souls. Most people say that it is God's will for me to suffer. It's a lie. Tell your neighbor it is your will. It's not God's will. Because I'll show you what is God's will. God's will is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. He says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of what? That's the will of God for you to give thanks. Whatever is happening to you is your responsibility. You allowed yourself to deny yourself. What we should know, as I'll show you in the scriptures, is that what happens to us is either success or failure, peace or lack, transformation or frustration, exaltation or desperation, or more, is owned by both you and God. Both you and what? Because God had the plans for you to give you a hope and expected what? Now, if I have a plan and you don't take the plan, will it work? Someone tell me. If I ever have money, I give you money and you don't take it. Will you? There's no way I can help you. Is it true? You must reach at a point you can give yourself to Jesus. Be born again and be solid with Christ. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Look at this powerful scripture. We always quote it, but we never see something here. Acts 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Who went about doing good, healing that all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with, underline the word with. Acts 10, 38. We always quote this scripture. Is it true? You say, Lord, I give me power. Make me heal. Cause me to do good. Lord, if you give me money, I'll help children. So, God is looking and say, okay. I can see, really have it the heart. But the question is, are you with God? Opening an orphanage, God will do it for you. You understand? But the question is, are you with God? You have industries in you. The question is, are you with God? And Jesus was with. So it was a co-shared responsibility. Demonstration of faith. You must be willing to take yourself to an extent that God will come and meet you. You are suffering because you are not with God, but you are praying. Your prayer does not mean you are with God. Check your life, then you can know you are with God. How dedicated are you in the things of God? Assess yourself 1 out of 10. With God. And Christ was with, the Messiah himself was with God. For him to perform. Who went about doing good. Healing those who are oppressed. You understand what I'm about? He was still with God. It was not Jesus by himself. God needs you to change the nation. Is it true? But you must with him, be with him for you to do the outstanding. You must deny yourself. Be committed. Demonstration of faith means you must be willing to do the things of God. Then God will use whatever you have to turn it into a big thing. Jesus was with God, meaning both of them took initiative or personal responsibility for them to see what they saw. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20-21. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20-21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in through. Can you open the book of Revelations? If you there, say amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 20-21. Let us start again as I read. Behold, I stand where?
I stand at the door.
And what is God doing?
No.
Like now I'm telling you, God, if you're not born again, give your life to Jesus. If you know you are alone, you send away, give you again, be born again. Listen to me. You go to the toilet by yourself, that's how you enter heaven. Who goes and someone speaks for him? If I go with you in the toilet, will you pray for me? You can't. It's personal relationship with God, no matter what. God is at the door, he's knocking, and he says, if any man hear my
voice
and open the door, I will what? And will sup with him, and he will what? Do you see with? God is working with our, God is caring about our relationship. What God cares about is your relationship with him more. You understand? The moment your relationship with God is intact, everything will work. Everything, I'm telling you, everything will work. And then it says verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with, do you understand that? With again, with me in my throne. If you overcome, no matter what you're going through, for the sake of Christ, you will grow. Don't backslide because people are doing this. No! Don't say Christianity is too much. It's just prayer, prayer, prayer. Who told you it's prayer, prayer, prayer? You understand? Listen to me. Christianity is a relationship. Tell your neighbor Christianity is a relationship.
Christianity is a
relationship. It is not prayer. Tell your neighbor it's not prayer. It is a relationship. Because if you have a relationship, you will pray. You understand? If you have a relationship, you will be in church. If you have a relationship, you will serve God. If you have a relationship, you will give. No one will be doing every offering time. You will just be giving. Is it true? Because it's a relationship. If you love a woman, does a woman need to ask you to give you money? I always tell my wife, I work for her and my daughter. There's no one else I work for. The same thing God works for you. It's a relationship. You are frustrated in Christianity because you don't understand it's a relationship. The more you pursue this relationship, there's no way you can be disappointed. Hallelujah. When we demonstrate faith, we see the supernatural. We see the impossible. We do the undoable. Hallelujah. But we must be willing to accept the 100% responsibility does not belong to God. We should be willing to accept that 100% responsibility does not belong to who? It is with me and God. If he knocks at the door, ask your neighbor, if he knocks at the door, will you allow him to enter? Or you'll be saying, no, I've been born again since 19 independence. I don't need to dedicate. It's my relationship with God, first of all. Don't care. No, my friend, you're not wise. You're not wise. If I will say it is the highest irresponsibility to say God left you. I will say it is the highest what? Irresponsibility to say God left you. God never left you. You are the one who left God. Who has ever seen God left? If he left, why do we still have the son up? You're the one who always leaves the group. You leave him there hanging. You blue tick him and will go. You are the one. Okay. You are the one who always left. God has never left you. If you dare, you give yourself to Christ, he will reinstate you where you stopped. Check. God does not take away the anointing. Or he will just regain you where you left. There's no way. God has never left anyone. Say, I'm suffering because God is not answering my prayer. If I'm with you, then you tell me something. Then I don't answer. It means there's an issue with the relationship. Is it true?
Yes.
Am I saying the truth?
Yeah.
I don't lie to each other.
If you are with me, you tell me something, I don't answer. What's the problem there? It's a relationship issue. But if there's no relationship, I will have answered. Is it true? So God answers prayer. The question is your relationship with God? Ask your neighbor, how is your relationship with God? Just tell me what is the latest testimony you have. Ask your neighbor, give me the latest testimony you have.
It is enough evidence of God is answering you or not. Yeah, it's an evidence, is it true? If you woke up since January, you have been just wearing the one pair of shoe, there's a problem. God will not allow you to suffer like that. 6 months, even don't have a pair of shoe. This Jesus is not poor. He even clothed Adam and Eve. Is it true? He's a tailor by himself. If you pray and God did not answer, it is your relationship with him because he's with you. Is it true? I'm telling you the truth. Those of us who have dated, you know when someone keeps quiet on you, there's a problem. Is it true? It used to happen between me and my wife. It used to be fun. Hallelujah. And I wouldn't care. Then I realized how much I'm in love. Oh, please, can you just talk to me? Hallelujah. Now, I am using physical things for you to relate with it spiritually. The problem with us, we think things are in heaven just because I'm a child of God, God must answer me. The question is, how is your relationship? If I'm with you and you don't answer, it means there's something wrong with our relationship. So fix the relationship, then I'll answer. Am I saying the truth? Your pain in salvation, your boredom, your weakness and more is not a result of being born again, but a result of your failure to demonstrate faith. In Christ, there is life. And life what? Why do you lack that life? Because you don't understand you're in Christ. Let me tell you, I enjoy praying. I personally enjoy. I enjoy being in church. I enjoy being around brethren. I enjoy. We laugh. A crapper when we talk on phone. We laugh, eh? Okay, who? If I talk to you on phone, I must laugh with you. I must find out. We always have something to joke about. I think the one who's overtaking you in laughter category now is Millicent. Millicent can laugh. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry, I don't know how she laughs, but she's good in laughing. I enjoy talking to her. You say, there's joy. Why are you telling me that we talk, we're always frowning? God bless you, sir. God bless you. Let us lift up our hands and say, worship. There's nothing like that. You see, if I'm in Christ, you're in Christ, with our relationship will be mutual. Is it true? We will crack jokes which are healthy. We were having a picnic last year, October 20th. Is it true? I was seeing a man of God. How many saw me dancing? Yeah, those who saw me dancing, you saw how I moved. Huh? I could slide. Those who are believing God, we thank God. You will see me one day. Hallelujah. One day. But you see, there's joy. Who told you there's no joy? You are born in Christianity because you don't have a relationship. If you're in a relationship, there's no way you can be born. Is it true? You find a way to spend time with God. You find a way to take trips with God. Me time, you and God. Is it true? You find a way to spend time with the things of God. Because in Christ there's life and life what? Because if you're not in Christ, your burden comes because you're with the devil. I tell you the truth. Because the devil is the one who steals, kills, and what? So you are not happy. It's because the devil stole it from you. Then you start saying it is God. No, 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 no. God did not steal anything from you. I enjoy my relationship. I mean, I enjoy the relationship with Jesus. Are you blessed? Are you happy you're born again? You know, some of us are not happy. It's like sadness. Oh, my God. Oh. You, Christo. Hey, you, Christo, the Noma. Ask me. I'll tell you when you, Christo, in Zuri. I enjoy myself. You know, when you bless the food, Father, Father, thank you for the food, and you eat it, the food is sweet. It's healthy. Hallelujah. I enjoy it. Hey. God is with you. Tell your neighbor, God is with you. And he will not want you to have pain, suffer, mistreated, disappointed, sick, poor, and anymore. Hallelujah. In God, there's opposite of all that, okay? We don't get it because we don't demonstrate faith. If you love God, you will show it because you will take actions. When God says, put your hands here, you will put it and it will happen. Hallelujah. Because there's a relationship. God sometimes needs to tell you some things for you to access it. So, examples of people who demonstrated faith, as I try to wind up, I see time is for our first point. Number one, the prodigal son. The prodigal, when you got time, read Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32 by yourself. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. The prodigal son. The funny part I want to show you in this verse.
verse 31. Luke chapter 15, verse 31.
The elder brother got jealous that the younger one was given a party. The question is, what was he doing with God? Why are you not having parties? Because your mentality about God is wrong. You understand? You think God cannot throw a party for you? Ask him.
Look, Luke chapter 15, verse 31. Are we there? Are we there?
Let us start from verse 30. Look at this.
He said, but as soon as thy son was come, which has devoured thy livings with what? Harlots. Thou hast killed for him what? Fattened calf. And he said to him, son, thou art ever what? He was always with God. Always with God. Always with God.
You can always be with your father, but don't have access because you failed to have a relationship with him. Being in church does not mean you'll get your prayers answered. You must have a relationship with God.
He said, thou art ever with me.
He was telling me, you have always been with me. Why did you not ask me to throw a party for you? Why are you getting jealous when I throw a party for your younger brother who came back to me? That's what the Bible says, when they get born again, there's rejoicing in heaven. Is it true? You can maintain the rejoicing in heaven by having a relationship with what? With God. Don't be jealous of other Christians. You tell me. You lack because you don't ask. Simple. The other son was with the father but never had a party. Then whose fault was it? Tell me whose fault was it. It was the son's. Is it true? The why you don't have that answered prayer is because you're not with God. If you are having a constant relationship with God, there's no way God will allow you to suffer and is there. Relationship. That's a demonstration of faith. He asks, you are not, you see, you, if you have a relationship with God, you will do it. I'm telling you. Sometimes jealousy is warranted. If there is absence of responsibility, jealousy is unwarranted. Hallelujah. Don't be jealous of me if I take a relationship with God. If you see me saying I have a testimony, every Sunday I'm saying a testimony, don't be jealous. Say my team to kill and then I'm going to testimony. No, 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 no. Don't say that. You ask yourself, why don't I have a testimony? Hallelujah. You ask yourself. Because it's the same God, the same Father of all. Some jealousies are unwarranted. Tell your neighbor, don't be jealous of me. Hallelujah. Hey, this guy, you see the eaters. My friend, I'm bragging in the Lord. I'm boasting in the Lord. I know, I'm telling you, I always say, if you don't know who God is, then you're missing out. You're missing out big time. But the younger son knew, with my father, I can't sleep hungry. Hallelujah. That's why he returned. You have time to return back to God. Hallelujah. With the father. Tell your neighbor, I am with my father. Through salvation. Listen to this. Your position is totally dependent to your association. Your position is totally dependent with your association. Who you associate with will determine your position. Who you associate with, okay? You are not too young to be blessed. Tell your neighbor, you're not too young to be blessed. You should reach 50 and you're the wealthiest person in Africa. It is possible. With the man was jealous. The problem is not with the father, it was the son. He was not with God, not developing a relationship with God. Number two, example, the woman with the issue of blood. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. You can read that by your own time. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. I hope you are reading. Last night, I gave you the scriptures like that. Remember, I want to form a culture of reading the word of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. Let me tell you, this was a powerful testimony. This woman was not in the program of Jesus. But she heard Jesus was going somewhere. She what?
She heard.
And she realized, if I'm with this guy, I'll be healed. Is it true? Look at verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians. On what? Physicians. You see, your healing does not come from doctors, it comes from God. Because God is the manufacturer of your body. Hallelujah. Doctors can advise, but God can fix. Doctors can prescribe, but God can describe. Doctors can pray, but God can describe. That the prescriptions do not mean that you will receive your healing. My daughter was having a call. We are taking the medicine in the name of Jesus. So we tell her, my wife will tell her, you are taking in Jesus' name. She takes the medicine. Not, that's a prescription. It's God who heals. Who told you God does not heal? Doctors do not heal. Who is the manufacturer of your body? It's God. A doctor can prescribe for you any form of medicine. But it's only God who can describe what is happening with you. And upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. And came behind him and touched the border of what? His garment. And immediately her issue of blood was what? Stanched. If you check the scripture very well, this woman heard he was going to Jairus' daughter's house. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
How many times have you heard the word of God and you have not responded to it? How many times have you been told, be in church, be committed, serve God, be in prayer, be born again, join a service unit, but you have not committed? This woman heard Jesus was going to Jairus' house and she responded and said, Lord, I'm tired with this pain. I spent all my money, all my fortune. And Jesus healed him. He touched the hem of his garment. The word you are with, you are with, will always determine your worth and your world. Your worth and your what? Tell your neighbor, I am with the word of God.
I am with the word.
Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was what?
With God.
So God and the word can never be separated. If you are with the word of God, things will work for you. Hallelujah. That's why you need to be in church, listen to messages. Hallelujah. You need to be with God. An example, someone demonstrated faith. By what? Hearing. By what? He said, this guy can he let me go. If truly serving God pays, start serving God. Hallelujah. If winning souls pays, start winning what? That's a demonstration of faith. Some of us here, we should do this, but we never do it because we don't demonstrate our faith. Number three, Peter walking on water. Peter walking what? Matthew chapter 4, verse 28 to 31. You can read that by yourself. Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 31. And they say, and Peter answered unto him, say, Lord, if thou be with me, bid me to come unto thee over the water. And he said, come. And Peter was come down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And he said unto him, oh, thou little faith, why did you doubt? So, I am with God through you, the word of God. Is it true? I'm with God by a relationship. Number three, I am with God by instructions. By what? Tell your neighbor, I'm with God by instructions. Your construction is deeply dependent on your instructions. Your construction is deeply dependent on the instructions you receive. Your construction is deeply dependent on the instructions you receive. On what? And who instructs you? Just ask your neighbor, who instructs you? Ask your neighbor, who instructs you? Or you instruct yourself? If you are instructed, then the instructor will hold you. Do you understand? When Jesus told Peter to come forth, and Peter started sinking, Jesus is the one who held him. Is it true? If you are instructed, the person who is always instructing you will always hold you. Do you know that? Some of us have no one to hold us because we don't follow instructions. Especially someone like me. If I give you instructions, I give you and I give you, don't follow it, I will never give again. Because you despise the first one I told you. Is it true? What convinced me you'll listen to the fourth one? And if you follow the instructions, you are held based on the person who instructs you. You are with God by instructions. How many things have God instructed you to do and you have not done it? Most of us backside and give up because we have no one to instruct us. So you start suffering, you say, God is unfair, I'm alone, no one loves me. You are the one who doesn't love yourself. You are the one who doesn't love what? There's no way you can say you are alone. What do you mean you're alone? If you're alone, call me. You'll find you're not alone. It's because I'll pick the phone. Is it true? So ask your neighbor, who instructs you?
And lastly, the widow at Zarephath. The widow at what? Say your neighbor, I am with God by obedience.
I am with God by obedience.
That's a demonstration of faith. The first one is, I'm with God by what? Relationship. The second one, I'm with God by what? The word of God. And the third one, I'm with God by what? Instructions. And lastly, I'm with God by what? Obedience. You can read the story by yourself. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse what? 8 to what? To 16. The prophet came and told the woman, prepare for me meal. And the woman said, this is the last one I have to eat and I die. He said, you just give and the Lord shall supply more. Is it true? Now, you think about that. That is the last food you have to eat. Someone is coming in the name of man of God. You know how you people have talking about us, eh? That man of God, ania mekuja to kunitisha ile 50 bob nimebaki nayo. Eh? Uyo si Mungu, uyo ni shetani. Tell your neighbor, the devil never tells you to give. Tell your neighbor, the devil never tells you to give. There's no devil who can tell you to give. You know that? It's only selfish people can tell you to give for their own pocket. You understand what I'm talking about? And the woman gave, and the Bible says she had more and enough. That time there was drought. The woman never ran dry. Who you obey will determine what bows in your life. Who you obey will determine what? There are some things you cannot fight by yourself. Some of you know very well. The day you called me, that's the day you received light. Is it true? And you can say, Julissa, kwa nini kwa najisumbo isa yote? Singe, pia dadi kitambo tu. But you know, for me, if I see you struggling also, I'll just look at you. Because I always love hearing the stories of what you did and what you did not do. Huh? It is fun, by the way. I usually enjoy the stories. Imagine Lijaribu, daddy, I tried. I'm telling you, I tried, but I did not try this. Hey. Alafu. You know, there are good stories. Who you obey determines what bows to you. Some of us, some devils cannot bow to us because of who we have. You obey Falipupa. Eh? You are busy there dancing. What song does Falipupa sing? Yeah, it's very famous. Yeah? Henry Bwana. So I had the last dancing Lingala. Who you obey determines what bows to? To you. There are some things like financial issues. If you obey some specific instructions, like we started the men's and the women's unit in this church. Is it true? And I told you the men's unit will invest 10,000 Kenyan shillings as a church. The women's unit 10,000 Kenyan shillings as a church. Then do your own business. Is it true? And the church will be giving money to you. The only thing you need to do, let me cross-check the business ideas you have. Is it true? Now, if you don't obey that, how will it multiply? But have you shocked yourself? The day we all of you obey the instructions and you start as men and women, you came up with a lot of ideas. Is it true? Now, where was all that all that time? Is what you obey. Financial problems is because you never obey. Simple. The banker will tell you to put money in the bank. I will tell you don't put money in the bank. Because the Bible tells me the least place to put money is the bank. You tell me, Daddy, are you confused? I say, it's the Bible. The Bible says the last place to put money is the bank. Who you obey? Who do you obey? Ask the neighbor, who do you obey? The woman obeyed God through his servant, and true to God's word, he never became angry. Things will bow as a result of who you obey. Tell your neighbor, we'll obey God. Obedience causes us to demonstrate faith. Will you obey for that addition to end? Ask your neighbor, will you obey for that addition to end? Will you obey for salvation purposes? Will you obey for a change of story? Will you really obey today? I say obey. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be
happy in Jesus but trust and obey.
For you to be happy in Jesus, you must what?
Trust and obey.
Listen, obey. And I'm telling you, this church, you guys will be wealthy.
Amen.
You will be blessed.
Amen.
Wait and see. We are not in 2 years, hallelujah. Imagine by the time we are 5 years with all this. You wait and tell me. You will buy all block of parking. Tell people, Sunday church, they think there's a marathon in town, but we are parking cars. Hallelujah. Amen. I am telling you, you will control economies. As the church invests on you, obey. And I'm believing God, by the end of the third quarter, we will add more money on your head. Is it true?
Yes.
So they will be operating business of 1 million, over 10 million, over 30 million. If the IT skills, Safaricom should be out. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Don't go and sit there with the IT skills. What to do? What were you doing in school? Was school going through you or you are going through school? That's the only thing I'll ask you. Yeah? Because I always have a problem. Yeah? Some of us visit school and school visits us. So I don't know which one is which. All this, that's why all of you are indicated. Hallelujah. Yeah, recharge with electricity, we should be able to replace KPLC. Hallelujah. We can come with ways, I believe, of producing electricity. This monopoly thing should end. But, okay, where will you have that? Obedience. Now, why did the church do it? Because also I needed to obey God. Is it true? When God told me, invest on your sons and daughters, I needed to do it. Who does that? And I pray, Doris, through your leadership, the women will be blessed. Hallelujah. They will be wearing, what is the expensive clothes right now trending for women? Yeah? Men, you wear what? Gucci or Gucci? What do you call it? Gucci. Gucci, it sounds like scratching. You come with your own. Hallelujah. Yeah, you see, you wear, it is possible. There's, and the Bible says, Acts chapter 4, and none of them was poor, and none of them lacked in the church. Everyone was blessed. Acts chapter 4. That's obey. When I say go, win souls, go. You understand? Obedience. Obedience. Go invite our friend for service, invite. Show each other love. Do that. Don't be too busy. It is possible to serve God and earn money without working. Ask me, I'll show you the formula. The first work God gave Adam was to take care of his earthly things. Is it true? Most of us work to be paid. You are supposed to be working to take care of things and God pays you. What you take care of determines your paycheck, but most of us don't take care of anything. We work and toil. We toil and toil and toil. What are the benefits of demonstrating faith? Number one, God takes the glory. What happens? God takes what?
Glory.
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It is God, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. It is the glory of what? So whatever happens in your life, return all the glory to Jesus. Return all the glory what? To Jesus. For God is the one who conceals a thing. It is in vain to build a house. You understand? It is in vain to watch over the city unless the Lord watch over it. You understand? Psalms 127, if you check properly. Number two, God's integrity is manifested. If you demonstrate faith, God's integrity is what? When you obey instructions, when you take instructions, when you're in obedience, when you're having a relationship with Him. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure as silver, tried in the furnace, purified seven times. The word of God will never fail. If you believe, when Peter listened to Jesus, he was the first man, second man to walk on water. Is it true? He was the second man. Obey. Instructions. 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 I'm telling you, follow God. Don't tell me, Daddy, you don't know how salvation is hard. I am telling you salvation is not hard. You follow God. It's not hard. If it's hard, come and tell me how hard it is. I'll give you a simple formula of how simple it is. I'll just keep you busy next to me. You realize how the week can end without you knowing that you prayed seven times. All of us, before you ever thought you can pray for 2 hours. Nowadays, if I tell you 2 hours, you say, Daddy, bring it on. Is it true?
Yeah.
But before you say, 2 hours. How do you pray for 2 hours? How? That's a whole movie. Is it true? But you do. Nowadays, you do. When I just start praying with you, you just become praying machines. I see Richard marching around. Hallelujah. Hey, I see this guy called Easy Marching. He became easy. But before praying for 10 minutes was a problem. But you see, what came to the 2 hours? It's because you followed instructions. You obeyed. You believed in the word of God. You decided to create a relationship with Jesus. Listen to me. I return all the glory to God, but I believe if you did not choose to follow me, you would not have known whatever you know. Am I saying the truth? But he started with a relationship with Jesus. Is it true? He needed to believe God, give his life to Jesus, say, I want to grow with God. Is it true? Then number two, he needed to hear the word. Is it true? After the word was with him, he decided to follow instructions. Now, who will I listen to? I'll listen to my father in the Lord. He was listening to me. Then he followed, chose to follow what? Obedience. Whatever I tell him, he does. That's why he is where he is. Some of you want to skip. You want, listen to me. Don't be too busy to know me. Start being busy to know God first. If you know God first, knowing me will be easy. Is it true? Because you know, I can tell you, give me your whole wallet and say, man of God, you are wicked. Do you know that? But if you know God, some things don't even bother you. Like we are talking about birthday. People gave in this ministry, is it true? For the birthday. All these things you are saying is because of your givings. But you see, you can only give what you understand you're giving to. Is it true? You don't give for the man of God. You cannot add anything to me. Before you were, I was. Is it true? So which equation is it that you, when you were, I will become? The integrity of God's words take place. Number three, the last one, God's word comes to pass. God's word does what? 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 18 to 20. You can read that by yourself. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 18 to 20. And the man was told, tomorrow there will be food. And the man said, there will be no food. Elisha told them, you will see it, but do not taste it. Because number one, he chose not to form a relationship with God. Number two, he didn't believe in the word of God. Number three, he did not take instructions. And number four, he did not obey. And he was squashed by people. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 18 to 20. The man was appointed by the king because there was no food. But Elisha told him, this time tomorrow there will be food. This time? And I've told you, this time tomorrow we shall be more than how we know. Do you know that? 3,000 men in the city is a reality. Who told you we are not? We shall grow, I'm telling you. The before I started the ministry, I was with deacons with some two men. I told them, they were saying there was elections going on. I said, you see that TV? The way you are seeing it, that's how you'll see us very soon. And I told them, go your way. I know I had God. And the man was trampled on. Check the Bible. People ran over him according to the word of God. That's why if you demonstrate faith, things must come to pass. Things must do what? So what makes you start to demonstrate faith? Number one, tell your neighbor you must be born again. Number two, tell your neighbor you must be Holy Ghost filled. Are you telling your neighbor those things? Or you are telling me? Tell your neighbor to demonstrate faith. Number one, you must be born again. Tell your neighbor, properly born again. So born again. Properly born again. Number two, you must be Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Number three, you say you must be under a man of God. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. And I shall give you pastors who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. God will give you. I cannot be a pastor for everyone. Do you know that? I have specific people I can be a pastor to. I will give you pastors who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah 3:15. Are we in number three? Number three, you told your neighbor. Did you tell your neighbor number three? What was number three? Be under a man of God. Number four, tell your neighbor, be in a Bible teaching church. Psalms 84 verse 7, we move from strength to strength. Every one of us who appears in Zion. When you appear before Zion, you hear the word of God that strengthens you. Strengthens you. And lastly, tell your neighbor, create a personal relationship with God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2 says, so whatever you observe to do. Observe to? Are you blessed? Be on our feet. I say, Lord, I thank you.